Hello, person. Welcome to this place.
Hello, person. Welcome to this place. You are now tuned into the sounds of...
Keep going on.
It's Vision Radio. Yes, yes, yes. I'm Dave Colombo Jenkins. Today I am joined by Martine and our producer, Frank Posey. I hope you're both well.
Dave?
I'm good. We've got loads of amazing music, haven't we? So let's kick off. What are we going to start with?
We got brand new Ring Noord, which is coming out this Friday. And it's a different side to this project than what we've heard before or so far. You've been around here in the studio hearing stuff.
Looking in the shadows.
Different vibes, but vibes nonetheless. This is another road.
I love it.
Yes.
Keep going on. Don't see a thing. You can shout away. Just another road far ahead of me. You and me the same. We grew up that way. Just another road far ahead of me. Dance with me.
I will dance with you, Ring Nord, every single day and night. That's amazing. And yeah, like Martin said, super deep on that one. Really interesting side to what Nick and Jasper are doing with that project. Now, a big shout to anybody who was at some of the massive drum and bass raves over the weekend. There was Rampage Open Air in Belgium. There was Hospitality on the Beach somewhere in Croatia, I think. There was also Worried About Henry over in the UK. Some massive, massive, massive raves. And I have no doubt that this tune was played at all of those raves many times. This is Bass Tripper with an absolutely humongous anthem. We couldn't get more varied if we tried. Well, we could do, actually. We could play some experimental classical music, but we don't really play that on the show, not very often anyway. But we have just gone from something lush and deep to something massive and anthemic. This is Bass Tripper with Pyro.
Big up the Bass Tripper. I was actually at Rampage Open Air just for one night. Frank,
oh, cool,
was there.
Yeah,
I emceed for him briefly.
Oh, of course, you hosted a stage, didn't you? Yeah, you did some emceeing.
I surprised you with my lack of VIP.
yeah, I'm very bad at keeping up with what's going on. So I only said liquor a few times. anyway, it was fun. And now, for more fun, listen to Telling Me by Subdue.
Tell you.
So, Subdue, I don't think that sounds very subdued. I don't know if you just picked your name because it has sub in it, but that wasn't subdued in any type of way. And that message also goes out to Subdued Audio as well, because we play a lot of their music, and I've never found any of that subdued. Maybe it's just because it's got sub in it. Maybe I'm overlooking things or overthinking things. Anyway, here is a person who does live up to his name. It's Disrupt. And instead of using doing the normal D&B thing, this is a 140 jam from him. It's yes. called Bond. Not to be confused with the English toff who goes round living up to every stereotypical cliche of patriarchy and awful colonial Britishness. I'm not a fan of James Bond. You might have worked that out from what I just said, but I am a fan of this tune. So there we go. It's called Bond. Its name is Bond.
Quostax. Birmingham boy.
Boy.
Yep. Please send us a voice note how to pronounce your name.
Bam!
So big shouts going out to everybody from Birmingham and Sam Bingo as well, just because it kind of sounded like that on the sample. Now a big shout out to all knockers and all uppers. Of course, I'm talking about door knockers, and I'm talking about ladders and anything that elevates you.
anything that elevates you.
This is Azura with a brilliantly titled Knocker Upper, which I do really, really like that title for lots of different reasons. It just sounds cool. But it's thematic on the remix, and this is a really, really cool remix. I had this on in the car really, really loudly last night. I was driving back from London. It's wicked, and it is coming out soon on Blue Sapphire.
For some Bushido. What was that again? It's some kind of Eastern
it's a samurai moral code
thing, right?
Samurai, yes. Moral code concerning samurai attitudes, behavior, and lifestyle. Its origin dates back to the Kamakura period. We all knew that, though.
Way of the warrior.
Way of the warrior. Nice. So Bushido by Northern Road and Kaya.
Yes.
Spirit. spirit.
Yes, yes. So thank you, Northern Road, previously known as CLB. Thank you for sending that music over. Now for something from Ambien, who we've played a few tracks over the last couple of weeks, I believe. And it's also time for me to get completely confused over pronunciation. So this is, not, do we say Woogie or do we say Woogie? Because if you, like, it
sounds
looks
like Woogie Woogie.
Yeah, like Boogie Woogie. Okay, there we go. So there's no confusion whatsoever.
This is Ambien with a little Woogie out now on Veil on Vision Radio. Gonna say some more stuff until the tune drops because I'm professional. Yeah.
Okay. No.
If you knew, you wouldn't sleep much tonight.
Curious what the next tune is.
Me too.
Ah, it's Curious by Creatures.
I'm so curious. Bad. Creatures.
Curious.
Well, curiosity killed the cat. Yeah, or curiosity just killed the creature. Or creature killed it with curiosity. No, it's called Curious. Anyway, banging roller. So you've heard of Skibbity Toilet, well now here's Siggity Toilet from Shosh.
It's called Tito. Call it Tito. Yeah. Why not?
This is banging. Big up Shosh and big up all the crew at UKF.
This is a... Oh, you left me.
We'll
no,
come back.
No, not you, not you. Elun. Elun. Elun? Elun. Elun. Elun Musk. Elun Musk? No, sorry. Elun. Elun, you left me on Blackout.
Yes.
How would you pronounce that? Elun?
Elun.
Elun. Elun, yeah, I think. Yeah. Elun.
Elun.
Okay.
Elun.
I don't want to be Elun.
Elun.
You left me Elun. Okay.
We'll be right back.
saliva.
Yeah, as in spittle, I guess. This is Para with Saliva. Umbra on the mix. Everything has an A at the end there.
Whoa.
Para,
Saliva, Umbra. Flex Alta.
Yeah. That's sick. Nice and wonky. Feeling this one.
One.
Yeah, I don't get the chicken bit yet, but this is Chicken Sick. But it's the type of beat that makes you sick, according to Screamore.
Unless Screamore is onto something, and it's a bit like licking a toad, and there's actually some type of magical thing that if you have a bit of Chicken Sick, it can make you just rave really, really hard or something, and just nobody's ever tried it until now, and it's a brand new high or something like that.
This beat will make you a superhero. Super sick.
Screamo, I do have some advice though. If a beat is making you sick, then step away from the beat. Cut it out of your life. It's toxic. It's making you sick. Like, you can do better. No, actually, this is a real banger, but I hope you feel well soon. It's the type of beat that makes you sick. the reload.
It's the as you would do it. It's the reload. Yes.
It's the type of reload that makes me sick. Right. I'm going to try and do this again because I tried to do a joke last time. Thank you to everybody who's voted for the reload and everybody who supports us on Patreon. That's amazing. I tried to do a joke last time and I completely failed. So I'm going to do it again. This artist, don't listen too much of... I've still ruined it. Don't listen to too much of this artist before you have a meal because it will ruin your appetite. I didn't need to do that again. It was awful the first time. Anyway, this is Psycho Nova. Thank you to everybody who voted for it from last week and just everybody who supports us in general, sends us music.
No, Dave. No, It's Follow Me, the label Psycho Nova.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. I've just ruined it. I've ruined this one, man.
You just ruined it.
Ruin an episode.
Treasure hunt here that we just found out about. So this is a Vorso track called Core. It's available on Bandcamp and you can also listen to it on SoundCloud, but please support on Bandcamp if you like. And Vorso has added to the description that you can find references to old Vorso tracks in this track. How many can you spot?
I really love it when artists do this. I think it was Madian who I first saw do it when they're leaving like loads of really little cryptic clues that you've got to go into like spectrum analyzers to find a thing and then you put it in another thing. And I love that. I actually consider myself a Vorso fan. I've listened to this tune once and I can't hear any references. So I'm going to have to go back over this with a fine tooth comb because I really love Vorso and it's great to see him back on the show and in our inbox. So big up Vorso.
Yeah, it's also probably in the intro as well, Dave. So
that's great. I've ruined that one as well.
Let's listen. Nice.
Thank you.
As usual, now on Symmetry. Business as usual are DLR, Genic, and Molecular, and they've got a whole EP now coming out on Breaks label. I was trying to look up the name of the EP and I cannot find it, but it doesn't matter because I'll just tell you the name of this track:
Midnight Roller.
Yeah, we like them Midnight Rollers.
Actually, I've got to say, Business as Usual have just dropped an EP as well, which they're selling separately on their own website, which releases, which raises money for Gaza Super Kitchen. So yeah, you can find that. It's With Fox. And again, I wish I had the name of that to hand, but just look it up and you will find it and support it, please.
Thank you.
I now have the name of that EP. It's called What's the Meaning? And it's a charity EP, which you can find on Business As Usual's website. So please get behind that. And it's a two-track release on Symmetry, Midnight Roller and Take Control. So there we
go. No EP name.
No EP name.
All right. Thanks, Dave. Right about now, we have, what's this? Jam Thieves with Compound, of course, on Dispatch.
Dispatch.
Yes, time to switch up the tempo just a little bit. This is coming out on Defrostatica. Big shout out going out to the Leipzig crew. This is Slow Roller. Sounds quite kind of mid-tempo to me. This is mid-tempo roller. Now, it's a Slow Roller with Two Potion featuring Apotheca. Hang on. Potions and apothecaries and stuff like that. Shout outs to all wizards, witches, chemists, and anybody involved in the gentle art of alchemy. Big shouts.
One more Dispatch release for this episode. It's RMS and JB. This is Stomp.
Stomp.
It's very stompy.
Yeah. Broken. Yeah, I'd say choppy.
Stomped it. Yeah, it's choppy. This
very Blue Man Group inspired.
Yeah.
Storm.
Blue Man Group inspired. Wasn't Blue Man Group a similar kind of performance group from New York from the 90s?
Yeah.
They were just banging the drums all over the stage, called Stomp. Anyway, what have we got here, Dave?
We are going to keep on with the music. This is Aaron Payne and Phrase, coming out soon on Trexie's label Trust Audio, and it is called, already told you the title, let's see if you can guess what it is. You're going to have to rewind it. No, I'm just going to tell you, it's called Keep On. Okay, wrapping up with the penultimate tune of the show. This is Moor Deep. We've been playing lots and lots of his album, which is out now on Yuku, Darker Than Illusions.
Yes.
Thank you. I haven't got any notes this week at all. Amazing album. Really, really interesting track as well. So yeah, big up Moor Deep and all at Yuku. This is One Sentinel. Yes. Two Sentinel, Three Sentinel, ha ha ha, etc, etc.
And I love the drums.
Nice. Yeah. Hmm.
everyone for listening and following and doing what you do, especially Vision Recordings related stuff, you know?
Yes.
We have only one more tune for this week's episode, and it's a Sub Yeah one.
Indeed.
It's called Mud. Yeah, it's called Mud. Mud.
On set. Mud. Yes, yes. On his new album, Soil. So yeah, thank you very much. We will see you all next week. Ciao, ciao.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh my god. Have you got any sun cream?
I do.
Good. Bye.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say, can I have some? Dave.
Oh, right, okay. Have you got any sun cream?
I do.
Can I have some?
Nope. Dave. Thanks. Bye.